Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, so you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, and welcome back to the second hour. If you missed the first hour, well, you missed out. You'll have to listen to our website. You have to go to our website and listen to the first hour. We archive all the shows. The past 5 years are all there. Go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. By the way, if you ever want to write to me, Michael, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. For those folks tuning in for the first time on the second hour, wonder, what is this radio show all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. We try to entertain you, we try to teach you, we try to show you, we try to educate, and maybe try to help you even get a job if possible. We try to teach you something new.
Well, speaking of something new, Michael, I found this article, and then we have a very short segment right now, so I'm going to try to get this in before we go to break. And it really puts what we're going through in perspective, the pandemic. Listen to this. Imagine you were born in 1900. When you're 14, World War I begins and ends when you're 18 with 22 million dead. Soon the Spanish flu appears, killing 50 million people, and you're alive, 20 years old. When you're 29, you survive the global economic crisis with the collapse of the New York Stock Exchange, causing inflation, unemployment, and famine. When you're 33 years old, the Nazis come to power. When you're 39, World War II begins and ends when you're 45 years old with 60 million dead. In the Holocaust, 6 million Jews die. At 52, mind you now, you're only 52, the Korean War begins. And at 64, the Vietnam War begins and ends when you're 75. A child born in 1985 thinks his grandparents have no idea how difficult life is. Today, we have all the comforts in the new world and a new pandemic. But we complain because we need to wear masks. We complain because we must stay confined to our homes where we have food, electricity, water, Wi-Fi, Netflix, etc. None of that existed back in the day. But humanity survived those circumstances and never lost their joy of living. So let's be thankful for what we do have.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep. Red? You are right.
Amazing. What she found out. Yeah, I guess the first 75 years, 1900.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Goodness gracious.
That was tough, man.
Wars. Had three wars.
And the picture that goes along with this article.
First war, second war.
It's the women's
Korean war. No, it's four wars.
The
picture that goes with this article is the women fleeing with their children, with the bombs going off and everything. Terrible. So
when we went off the first hour, going to the second hour, I made a statement. The question is, what two basketball players made a statement and made basketball?
And you got Chris upset.
More entertaining, brought a rivalry. These two teams have still to this day. But what they did for basketball was amazing. These two fellas.
They just changed the face of the game, Mike.
You know the cities?
They helped change the face of the game. They helped change the dynamics of the game, too. And because of their stature and their build, that's what made it even more intriguing and interesting. For a gentleman to score 100 points in a basketball game was unbelievable.
Anybody know who we're talking about? The two guys we're talking about? Anybody have any idea? It's trivia. Anybody want to call up and see if you got it? 407-894-1680. What two guys are we talking about? Anybody know? Anybody knows about sports? What two guys we're talking about right now?
How many championship rings can you have on a hand? How about that? Too much? Was that too much of a giveaway?
We're not talking about... if you think about people from 2000 on, we're not. It's way back. It was many years ago. Those two cities are sports cities, but the rivalries today still last when they play basketball.
I got a caller calling in. Hold on, Mike. I got a caller. Keep talking, Mike.
Okay. See if you know. And by the way, for those folks that don't have AARP and wonder what it's all about, AARP has 38 million people that belong to their organization. I'm one of them. Liz, one of them. Belong to AARP. If you don't belong, you should. For $12 a year membership, you get so many different things that you go to restaurants. It's not just the restaurants. It's
they're
not all the things.
They're advocates for seniors.
They're advocate for senior citizens. That's what they're all about. It's an organization for senior citizens.
And I have been getting so many constructive informational emails from them all about the virus. If you have any questions, you can call. And as a matter of fact, right now, if you just go to AARP.org/coronavirus, you'll find a lot of valuable information there on answers how to protect yourself and your family from the virus. They're really out to protect
you. If you're 50 and over, you should belong.
All right.
The AARP.
So who's the caller, Chris?
A caller all the way from Delray Beach, Florida. And this young man goes by the name of Bill. And I think he know the answer because I think he part of the answer. Let's get to the phone call. Bill from Delray Beach. How you doing?
Yeah, hello.
Bill, is that you, Bill?
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Where are you from in South Florida? Delray Beach, I understand?
Delray Beach.
Everything's good down here.
Okay, so what two guys are we talking about in basketball? What two guys do you think we're talking about?
I think you're talking about Wilt Chamberlain and Bill Russell.
Absolutely correct. Bill Russell for the Celtics and Wilt Chamberlain for the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, he was originally for the Philadelphia Warriors, then came later to the 76ers. The great Bill Russell and the great Wilt Chamberlain. That's right. So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy Subway for $10 gift card from Subway.
Great. Thank you so much.
Hey, Bill, don't hang up. Hold on one moment, all right?
Okay.
Very nice.
Was Bill a first-time caller?
No, I don't believe so. We have a lot of people calling in from Delray Beach.
The happening spot.
Yeah, no, I think Bill called in once before.
I gotcha.
Pretty sure.
I think we're going to go to break.
In another minute.
Oh, another minute?
Yep.
Okay.
And then our guest caller
is
in the Zoom room. Hopefully.
By the way, just so you also know, our studios are powered by Spectrum. That's another great company, Spectrum Communications. They power. That's right. All the power is coming.
May I give a super quick shout out?
Yes, do.
I want to give a shout out to my friends Terry and Marcy up in Pittsburgh, PA, that are listening tonight. I know that he sent me a little text between our two segments and said that he loved the first hour. I thought it was real interesting. Blind himself, but he still thinks it's interesting stuff. So he likes tuning in, and in spite of me being on the air, he'll still listen.
By the way, folks, if you want to say something, if you want to suggest anything you would like to about the radio show, if you have anything to add, please write to me and let me know. Write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Love to hear from you. If you have something to add, please let me know. We'd like to add. We like to do what you suggest. If you're a radio show, please write to us and let us know. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period, so it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And yes, this is the second hour. If you missed the first hour, what can I say? I have to download to our webpage. We archive all our radio shows when it's over. And this is not a podcast. This is a radio show. That's right. So if you're in your car listening to our radio show, pull over. And for all my friends, brothers, and sisters like myself that are blind, please pull over if you're driving.
You definitely want to pull over.
You shouldn't be driving. Lynn always said the best thing that happened to me when I went blind.
Well, I didn't say the best thing.
What'd you say?
I said the only positive.
Well, the only positive thing that happened when I went blind is I wasn't going to drive anymore.
Got him off the road.
Oh,
got me off the road.
Kidding. The New York cab
she
driver.
Said, he used to call me a New York cab driver.
Yeah.
Well, you got to find a silver lining somewhere, right?
My family would always scream.
Boy, it's the worst.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
David.
I dream about driving all the time.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
David, you got your fingers on the
We'd like to have you back. Let's do another song for the folks out there. This is, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, and folks, if you haven't heard him, he'll be up right now. David Hillebrand. David, you're
that's
up.
That's me. Okay, that's me. Right.
That's you. Let's hear his song. This is live. Live.
That's right. No one to walk with all by myself. No one to talk with because I'm happy on the shelf. And misbehaving. Sharing all my love by you, that's you, yeah. I know for certain you're the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, you're the one I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, sharing all my love for you. Like that corner, in the corner, I don't come nowhere. Now what do I care? Y'all kisses I was waiting for. Believe me, I don't dialing, don't care who go, no. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. Now ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Oh, that's right, I'm telling you now.
Great job.
Evie in the background.
Thank you.
Evie in the background.
Oh, Evie in the background. Right.
I am very popular with the dog community. I want to let you know. It's true. And in fact, also with cats.
All right.
A good friend of mine has got a picture of a cat actually looking at one of my living room concerts on their laptop, and I'm going to use that for promo material. Yes, big in the cat community.
There you go. So, David and Michael, we were talking off the air that we were wondering how some of our listeners are coping during this COVID-19 period in their lives. So we'd like people to call in and share, right? Right.
Well, if they can, if they know how to dial a phone. Okay. Maybe they don't know how to dial a phone. 407-894-1680.
The phones are wide open.
The phones
just
are wide
talk
open.
To your phone.
The phones are wide open if you wish to call us and talk to us.
Tell us what you're doing for fun during the COVID times here. You are allowed to have fun. It's not illegal yet.
For my blind brothers and sisters.
Did you say it's not illegal yet to have fun?
I wear a mask. You should have gloves.
Wait,
what?
I hear Chris.
What'd you say, Chris?
Did Dave say it's not illegal yet to have fun?
That's right, not yet.
Jeez. Political
here. So far be it for me to be political, Chris. You know that.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to have to use that one. Listen.
But maybe just a little jab now and then.
Listen, I'll start off during this COVID period or circumstances. It's really difficult. So the best thing that I do to entertain my girls, I have to beat them up, play with them, let them jump on me. I have to bite their ears. I have to bite their legs. I have to tickle them. I have to take them outside and throw water balloons at them, and they throw water balloons at me. So that's what we're doing.
Tire them out.
Right. But it tires me out instead.
Oh, that's all right.
Let me get to the phone line.
Somebody gets tired now.
It must be tough, Chris, with two girls in the house, two little girls.
Get some good exercise, though. That's why he's a tough individual. He ain't no flabby guy. He's out there doing stuff.
So when you go outside, David, you wear plastic gloves?
I wear a mask all the time. I rarely wear gloves because usually I'm not out running around on my own. If I was out on my own, I would. But usually with Brenda, I'm not feeling stuff typically.
But you're not touching anything.
Okay. No, in fact, I don't even go out that much aside from going places in the car. Typically, I'm not going into stores these days. I just don't feel that terribly comfortable with it, and I don't need to either. Our
All right.
Son does the shopping, and I like my house. I go outside in my yard and whatnot, get some fresh air and one with nature and all that kind of stuff. But I don't have any desire to go out to the stores or our bars and stuff at this point until things get under control. I'm good right where I am.
Listen, we're going to go to the phone line. We got the professor on the phone line. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, right around the corner, about 50 yards deep, is the one and only Dr. Professor Sheila Young. Sheila, how you doing?
Sheila Young? Otherwise, I'm a Sheila old.
Yes. Hey, where's Gilligan?
Good evening, everybody. Yeah. How are you?
Sheila, what's up?
Well, if I could sing, I would sing, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. But anyway.
That's all right. You can go for it.
What have I been doing?
Joyful noise.
I have been attending 100 million Zoom meetings, and this coming Saturday, we're going to hold our first FCV state community call just to check in with everybody and see how they're doing. And I have been doing a lot of crafts, and I agree with you, Dave. I'm not going in the store. I'm not going in a bar. Not right now. So, but anyway, you guys.
Plenty of cool stuff to do at home.
You stopped drinking beer? Is that what you're telling us, everybody?
She didn't say
you're
that.
On the line. You're now not drinking beer anymore. That's
that.
What she said. That's
you
all
can
right.
Drink at home, right,
Michael?
we can drink at home and even safer.
That's right. All right, guys.
And the
care.
Lines are shorter in the restroom too.
Yeah. Take care. Bye.
Even more importantly.
Let's go.
No, I'm not a big bar person anyway. Believe it or not, the more I play in bars, the less I want to go to them. So if I'm going to drink, I'd rather do it right here.
Yeah, it's always safe at home. Listen, let's take a journey up about 900.
Bye, Sheila.
We're going to go about
going,
963 miles from Florida going
wow.
north. Yeah, I'm just giving an estimated number because I'm not sure how far Boston is from Orlando. But let's talk with our good friend John from Boston. John, how you doing?
Hey, good evening, guys. Hey, how are you? Lynn, Michael, how's it going?
Checking?
Just checking in, see how everything is happening. I hope you guys are staying safe in Florida. I know you're having a tough time down there now. We're doing pretty good here. And we're just trying to stay safe, stay low, wear our masks, keep things going. And you're right.
Did he say 900? Wait a minute. He confused me. He said 900 miles.
About 1,400 miles.
It's more than that. It's about 1,600 miles to Boston. He's from Boston.
I didn't catch it. Is this Michael Merritt?
No.
Who is this? Who's on the phone?
John. From the Association of Blind Citizens.
Oh, hi, John.
Yeah.
Hello.
I recognize the voice. That famous voice.
Yeah.
Famous voice. So he says.
Yeah, the famous voice.
Yes. It's really it's different. A lot of our blind folks are saying, well, other than being at home, there's no place to go. They can't go to their local restaurant. Well, they can go now, but it's basically outside dining. Most people are still not comfortable going inside.
No. And, same with us, too.
And there's only limited areas that you can do that. And, you know, if it's a day like today, 95 degrees, who wants to sit outside, right?
Yeah, you got to love that outdoor dining at 95, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you don't need that today, but it's
I think it's
getting
cooler
a little
down
better.
Here.
Yeah, all the time, right? we're having a 3-day heat wave here of 90 plus.
Wow.
So hopefully it's going to get a little cooler on Tuesday, and we should be doing okay.
So, John, do you have any activities for the kids in the summer, or just the winter activities?
We had to postpone or cancel our May camp, but we are working on something virtual for September to make up for that. Just starting to develop that, and we are going to try to do a virtual event of our summer luncheon. And since we can't do it in person because the group would be too large, there's limitations on how many people we can have at a restaurant inside. So we're going to try a virtual event, and people have to buy their own lunch, but we'll provide some of the entertainment and do some trivia things and let folks get together. And it's really been good the way some of the blind organizations have really pulled together, ACB and NFB, to offer things on the internet. ACB has a particular amount of activities that they offer through their community outreach, and lots of folks are visiting those sites, and it's really helping pass the time of day. And there's so many webinars and organizations like AFB and APH, American Printing House, have all kinds of different activities. So if you know how to use Zoom, you can entertain yourself at home and keep yourself in good shape. It's been great. How a lot of folks...
Sometimes you wouldn't be able to afford to go to those places otherwise.
Exactly.
So this is a great way to be able to learn about it without leaving your house.
Exactly. And, you know, the national conventions just happened, and both were available online through various Zoom and different channels and all that. And many folks attended that never would have been able to attend or thought of going to one of those conventions. And, they had some tremendous turnouts and great participation. So I'm hoping that in future years, even if we go back to meeting face-to-face, that there's some component of that that's allowed to exist and be put out on the internet and to allow folks who can't afford to come or who are not able to come
exactly.
because of work or family commitments can participate in a meaningful way. So there may be some good that comes out of this. I know there's a lot of pain and a lot of sadness and different things that people are going through now in their personal lives and a lot of adjustments going on. But hopefully on the other side, we will we'll learn some valuable lessons and we'll be able to move forward and get ourselves going. So glad to hear that you're doing well, Michael.
Thank you, John. And let me tell everybody that John Oliveira, just if you didn't know, is president of blindcitizens.org. Calling in from Boston. Well, thank you so much.
All right. You have a great day, guys, and stay safe.
You too.
All right. Take care.
Lynn's getting beamed up right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's my real time. It should be on mute, Mr. Golder.
Hey, that's all right.
Okay, and I just got news. Unfortunately, our guest caller had a last-minute family obligation, will not be joining us tonight. So.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but
That's the way it goes in this day and age. So, Michael, did you want to do your trivia?
Yes.
All right.
It's trivia time, trivia time. This person who's singing this song, big, very big fellow, a lot of hits. This particular hit was number one. Who is singing this song? Who is singing this song?
Send me, darling, you. Send me, honest you do, honest you do.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680.
I know you, you.
What a great voice.
Thrill me, darling, you.
It's not Christopher Shaw.
It was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. You send me, I know you send me.
Nice.
Okay, so that's enough, Chris. Who's singing the song? I like to hear somebody not from Florida. Not from Florida. Let's take it.
I think we're going to break.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 407-894-1680. Call us back after the break. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone. Because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A Simple Fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitsykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we are back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Hope you can call in 407-894-1680. Well, nobody called in yet for the last trivia. If you're out of state, Florida, I'd like to hear from you first. You should know that song. It was the number one song. Yeah, it's true. It was a long time ago, but it's played all the time. Big song.
How long ago?
Long time ago.
I love that song.
Great, great performer. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Who was singing the number one song?
Good question.
In a minute, I'm going to tell you who just sang the song. Must be someone out there that must know that voice.
Speaking of songs, David, I think pretty soon you and your group are going to have to do virtual, I don't know.
Virtual con. Well, yeah, of course, I'm already doing it with the with my solo career, but I'm afraid that and as far as of course with the band, we're kind of in between things because sadly with our bass player passing away, we're kind of undecided what direction we're going at this point. So it'll happen though. Just talking about maybe doing another a solo thing in another week or so.
Are you talking about the Friday night gig?
Yeah, doing another Friday night.
Yeah, tell everybody about that. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I've been enjoying doing some living room concerts on Facebook and probably going to do another one in a couple weeks. I'll make sure I announce it ahead of time here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. But the good thing is, if you're not a Facebook user, which a lot of people are not, I'm taking all of those live shows and putting them on YouTube so anybody can watch them. When they're on Facebook, they only stay up there for a couple weeks. So convert them over to a format that I can upload onto YouTube. And so there's four or five of them up there right now. And you can either just look up my name, Dave Hillebrandt, which my name is spelled out there on the Blind and Beyond radio show website. But or you can look up Dave's Living Room Concert, and most of the time it'll show up there too. Dave's Living Room Concert, and so just like listening to the archives of Blind and Beyond. If you're up at 3 or 4 in the morning and you can't sleep, it's a good way to pass the time, you know. So and we try to be uplifting and we're cutting up and having a good time along with playing some pretty decent music, if I do say so myself. So it's it's a good way of getting together kind of with friends without while still social distancing, you know.
Well, say the name of it again on YouTube. It's Dave's Living Room.
Dave's Living Room Concert. Dave's Living Room Concert. Or like I say, just look up Dave Hillebrandt. That's HILLEBRANDT. And I will pop up with all kinds of different stuff, some original songs in those living room concerts. And I think you'll really enjoy them.
Okay, Chris, you there?
Don't tell anybody.
Did anybody call in yet for the last trivia?
Not yet.
I'm going to give the answer then. I'm going to give the answer because by this time they should have. It's a shame. Mounting. I can't believe it. I cannot believe nobody got it. I cannot believe nobody got it.
Because they figured the other person was going to get it. And
you
and so on.
Send me.
The song is called You Send Me. You. Number one song. You on, Send Me. Send the artist me. Was called Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke, who's a did it. Sam Cooke. Great performer. He died. He was shot. All right. So here's another tribute.
Was he shot? I didn't know that.
He was shot, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, died too early. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so here's a trivia. This one, I'm not playing a song, but listen to this one. I want to know if anybody can get this. Frank Sinatra was known as the chairman of the board. That's what Frank Sinatra, if you don't know that, it's a fact. Everybody called him the chairman. Can you name another performer that he was known at a title? He might have been the king. He might have been. She might have been the queen. He might have been the prince. Might have been something. Can you name two people? See if you get one. All right, I'll tell you. Make it easy for you. One. First one calls up, gives me one. There's two people I'm thinking about right off the bat. One was a man. One was a woman.
I can think of a couple too.
Yep. Anybody can think of anybody. First one who calls in gets the prize. So
it gets a royal title.
You know what I'm talking about? Can you understand what I'm saying in pure English? Frank Sinatra was known as chairman of the board. They called him the chairman. I'm thinking about
that complimentary of a title. The other ones sound a lot better, don't they?
Well, he was chairman. He was all the Rat Pack, but I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying people I'm thinking about, one person was known as the king. There was another person, queen. The question is, can you think of who I'm talking about? Phone number is 407-894-1680. We're talking about music people. 407-894-1680. The lines are wide open. Anybody want to call in? Now's the time.
And let me remind everybody, if you live in the Central Florida area, if you're looking for employment, well, it doesn't matter if you're visually impaired or sighted, that the Lighthouse Central Florida /Lighthouse Works has employment opportunities for you, and just call them. 407, David, you know this number, 898-2483. That's 407-898-2483, and they have some wonderful call center positions for you. And they're
seriously good opportunities. So.
Right, and they're practicing all safe measures because of COVID-19. You don't have to worry. They've got ultraviolet, all kinds of lights to kill the germs and social distancing, spacing of the work.
By the way, I just thought of something. You know, RB Medical Supply.
What about it?
They have also a temperature thing.
They do. It's called
takes your temperature on your forehead.
Yeah, somebody did that to me at the doctor's.
Yeah, they took the temperature on your forehead.
They don't put it on your skin. They just kind of like aim it at you.
And it stands back and talks to you.
Yeah, they have that too. Yep. They have everything that you need.
All righty, let's go to the phone line.
That's on my forehead.
Let's go to the phone line. We're going to go about 75 miles, a very far place right here in the state of Florida called Apopka. Let's talk with the one and only Miss Tiffany. Tiffany, how you doing?
75 miles.
What's he talking
about? Make it happen.
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi. How are you?
What you doing?
What you doing, Tiffany?
What am I doing? Listening to y'all?
Okay. No way.
So what are you calling your reference to trivia?
Yes, it is Michael Jackson,
what?
King of Pop, Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul.
There you go.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, but I was thinking about Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul. Who was Michael Jackson? What was his title?
King
Michael
of Pop. Jackson?
King of Pop.
Michael Golder.
He was the king of pop.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I was thinking somebody else. Okay.
I thought for sure someone was going to call with the grandfather of soul as well. But
I was thinking about him too.
No,
by the way,
no,
David,
Godfather of soul.
Godfather of soul. Godfather
David,
of soul.
David, Tiffany is the singer, if it's the Tiffany that I think it is.
It
he
is.
Sings.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. I'd love to hear you sing sometime.
Okay. Well, come on, Tiffany. Hold on. Let's just get it down right now. Let's just go into it right now, Tiffany. Let's sing Happy Birthday to somebody.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel up to singing, Tiffany?
Sing it to our granddaughter.
Yeah,
Jackie's birthday.
It's Jackie's birthday?
Yeah, our granddaughter Jackie. It's her birthday today.
Wow. Let's see. In that case.
Yeah, Tiffany, let's hear you sing, Tiffany.
Give me an F, please.
Oh, my God. That's
all
terrible.
Right, here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jackie. Happy birthday to you.
All right.
And many more.
Hey, Tiffany, do you know a song?
Yes, I know many.
Well, let's hear you sing a few. Give us a short thing of a song.
Very short.
That's enough.
We must bring salvation back. Where there is love, I'll be there.
Oh, this girl can sing.
Hey, there you go.
She can sing. Woo! This girl can
Tiffany.
Sing.
Tiffany.
We're going to sign you up there, Miss Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Well, thank you.
You can be in the Blinded Beyond Choir.
Wait, there you go. Wait. Tiffany, just look over your shoulder, honey.
Yeah, right.
Tiffany.
That's what he said.
Thank you, Tiffany, for calling
Chris
in, Tiffany.
Your address.
Tiffany, give Chris your...
She's a good sport,
you,
isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's very good sport.
On the spot.
We'll send you a $10 gift card from Subway, Tiffany.
All right.
We'll get her hooked up on Zoom.
Don't hang up, Tiffany. Hold on one moment.
I will.
All right, hold on one moment, Tiffany. Listen, don't go to it. That was amazing. I like that.
Thank you.
Very nice. That was a beautiful version of that.
You know what I was thinking about? You know, I would have thought somebody, when I said Frank Sinatra, chairman, nobody said Elvis Presley, king of rock and roll. That's what I was thinking about. We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're going
to
go and break something.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 100 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. I want to thank you all for listening tonight. Appreciate it all. David, I want to thank you so much for being part of the radio show tonight. Lynn,
thanks.
I want to thank you so much for being part of us. We had to drive a long way to get here.
And about Chris.
And Chris Shaw.
Thank you, Chris.
What can I say? You're still the best.
Thank you.
You send me. That's all I got.
There he is. All right. And thanks, David, so much for playing the songs tonight.
We won't tell you where we're sending you, though, Chris.
Just don't send me far.
It's Lynn's big minute at the end of the show, and I'd like to tell everybody, remind you to join us next week. Same time, same place. And a special guest co-host, Charles Brooks, will be with us. Yeah, that's going to be fun.
The guest host next
and
week.
Guest callers, Malachi Fallon from New York City at the Xavier Society for the Blind, and Peter Cucciavi, who is our Spectrum Accessibility Center expert. So that's the lineup for next week. Oh, plus Michael will be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah,
I'll
be Michael here. Will be here. That's good.
Yeah, and Chris, I hope.
Well, yeah, we need Michael.
Yeah.
Not me, though. I'm not going to be around until next month. I might call, though. Who knows?
Okay, well, cool.
Okay.
And I'll be here. And
hey, listen, folks. Don't go away.
Three cats.
We'll yeah,
here.
They'll be here.
Yeah.
And go. Don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Hey, Dave. Wrap it up.
Till we meet again, I wish you well.
Good night, everybody.
And I hope your light shines easily. And until we meet again, doesn't matter what we've done or not for sight, I'll see you further on. You may trouble, you may toil to support the walls around you. Only burn the midnight oil till the pools of bright will drown. Will drown you until we meet again. I wish you well and hope your light shines easily. And until we meet again, doesn't matter what we've done, and none for sight, I'll see you further on.
until we meet again. I wish you well and hope your light shines easily. And until we meet again, it doesn't matter what we've done or none for sight, I'll see you further on.
Goodbye, y'all. Have a good week. Tune in next week at 7 p.m.